If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is an audio recording of the blog post, Bukkake Fantasy, Reality and Beyond. A thing that has never happened. Group of guys stand around me in a circle. I, blindfolded and semi-naked, all the better to get my underwear smeared and dirty, lie open-mouthed on the floor beneath them. One of them starts to squirt jizz. It splatters from a height onto my stomach. Watching it sets the others off, and they each rub their dicks harder, pumping ropes of spunk over my waiting face. The traditional Bukkake fantasy, if you like. A thing that has happened. Mid-fuck with a single guy, he pulls out. He stands up quickly, straddling me with his legs. He looks down on me as he beats at his dick, then sprays cum on me from a height, so it makes a satisfying pitter-patter as it lands on my neck and chest. Bukkake is one of those things that would be impossible for me to achieve in real life, but for which some of the joy can be sampled, even if you can't create the whole. This blog post is about Bukkake fantasy and the difference between reality and fiction. Here's another thing that has happened. Once a guy with a particular penchant for mess and jizz and smearing my makeup texted me to say, "Tonight, I'd like to come in your hair and/or eyes." Towards the end of a sweaty, vigorous fuck, he gave me notice to get on the floor. I kneeled in front of him, staring wide-eyed in the hope I could keep them open, while he pumped thick dollops of spunk as close to my eyes as possible. It hurt less than it normally would. I assume for the same reason that a deliberate stop, drop and roll hurts less than an accidental tumble down the stairs. A thing that's never happened, except in my head. High on cocaine and arrogance, three suited up bankers order me to lie face up on the desk in their office so they can do lines off my stomach and tits. When they've hoovered it all up, and their eyes have taken on that manic glaze that means they're ready to talk shit and beg for vigorous anal until it's time to get another gram in, one of them suggests Bukkake. Heroically coaxing erections out of their drugged-up dicks through a combination of vigorous masturbation and voyeuristic explorations of my cunt, eventually, all three of them manage to come all over me. A thing that has happened. Me kneeling on the floor while two guys stand over me, each taking it in turns to put their cock in my mouth, while I look up with wide eyes, and something that's as close as I can get to a smile while I've got a mouthful of dick. Hasn't happened. Lots of men taking it in turns to jizz on my face. Has happened. Me repeatedly thinking about lots of men taking it in turns to jizz on my face. See, Bukkake is definitely one of my kinks. Depending on how it's done, of course. Bukkake with a group of guys who are treating me as if I'm some sort of disposable jizz rag is infinitely superior to submissive me than Bukkake where they worship me like a queen. But in reality, getting enough guys I really like together for a gangbang, making sure all those guys like each other and won't fall out afterwards, ensuring that every guy can get and maintain an erection in front of all the others, finding a space large enough to host that kind of party in London, where most people live in shoeboxes, so orgies beyond three people have to have a one-in-one-out policy, it ain't easy. But that doesn't mean one can't dream. And just because the full Bukkake fantasy is only likely to happen in my head, that doesn't mean I can't live out snippets of possibilities at any available opportunity. The elements might not all occur at once, but alone they're all still delicious. the sound of spunk splattering onto my chest, the sensation of rubbing in a particularly thick or large load, the performance of holding my eyes open and bracing myself, the view of a guy looking down at my face as he grips his dick in one hand and struggles to bring himself off. Bukkake, or bukkake, is a Japanese word that means, basically, splatter. It's hot when it means come all over me, less hot when it means there's a sauce we've splattered on your ramen which you'll now forever associate with spunk. I was horrified when I got to Japan and realised that the word is in fact used frequently in menus to mean a drizzle. But ultimately, the word bukkake isn't the one I associate with this fetish for spunk. Because for me, it's not the volume of jizz that's hot. It's the combination of urgent desire and a hint of competitiveness between the guys who are jizzing on me. It's the knowledge that one's orgasm might push the rest over the edge. It's the vigorous, rapid masturbation and the jaw-clenching determination in their faces as each of them races to be first across the finish line. There's another Japanese word that I think works better for what I love about the bukkake fantasy, gaman. Gaman means, roughly, perseverance. It means something is difficult, but you're working your damnedest at it. In the bukkake fantasy, it refers to the spirit of the guys crowding round me, fending off nerves and powering through competitiveness so they can be the first to jizz. There's another Japanese word that might go too, gambare, a verb meaning to try one's best. It neatly encapsulates the effort involved in organising something so complex and difficult. It represents the dedication and effort I'd need to go to if I wanted to live out the bukkake fantasy for real. The negotiation, discussion and Herculean prep involved in gathering just the right guys in just the right place at just the right time, that I can get my face, hair, clothes and tits successfully smeared in their spunk. Ganbarimasu. But categorising a kink by how difficult it is to organise sort of takes the fun out of the kink. Gaman, on the other hand, sums up exactly what I like about it. If you're all about the sheer volumes of jizz and you don't care how they're delivered, it's likely yours is a bukkake fantasy. Mine, though, is far less about volume than it is about means of delivery. It's the grim determination to orgasm despite mounting pressure from the group. It's the look of urgent panic in the men's eyes as they worry that someone will beat them. It's the way they grip themselves tighter so they can be the first to squirt. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. This particular post was written after a Kink of the Week prompt for bukkake. If you'd like to find more Kink of the Week writing, it's a really fantastic meme where on a weekly or I think a fortnightly basis, Molly of Molly's Daily Kiss puts out a topic for people to talk about on their own sex blogs. And the topic for this particular week was bukkake. You can find Kink of the Week at kinkoftheweek.mollysdailykiss.com.